Radio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fela Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name's Rob Florence. Did you hear a wee noise there?
What was that wee noise?
That was my stomach, by the way.
You know it?
I don't know if the listeners will have heard that, but there was a wee noise. I went, welcome to Wrestling Daft. And then a wee noise went,
what was that?
And that was my stomach because I've not had my dinner.
How can you not have your dinner, man? It's 7:30.
I know. I was dealing with the Wayne's. No, listen, I'm a man of mayhem. Like an agent of mayhem, destruction, chaos. We are recording early in the week, aren't we, Grado? Because John is going on his holidays.
I'm not really going on my holidays yet. I'm going down to Leeds for a gig down in Leeds. Is Leeds all right, Grado? I've not been for a night out in Leeds.
Leeds is all right. Leeds is good. And it's not that far on the motor either. It's about, three and a bit hours. It's not too bad, right, isn't it?
Leeds is good.
Is Leeds all right? Aye.
How is it? How's it, good?
I don't even know if I've even had nights out. I've only wrestled there a few times. It seemed all right. You got to see in Leeds?
The only Leeds I'm interested in are the Leeds that you put in the back of your telly to play your computer games.
Hey!
Drink of that one, boys.
That was all right, man.
That was good, man.
Is that going in the new season of the Scots?
That's going to be in the new season of Scots, which we start filming on Monday. I was in it costume the day.
I saw your drip. Nice. Seth Rollins-esque.
Trying on my costumes.
I can't believe that's the sexiest already, mate.
Sometimes it can be a downer when you go on to try on your costumes, not because you don't, you're like, I'm going to need a bigger pair of trousers than this. I'm going to need a bigger waist, I'm going to need a bigger belt. But actually the day I went in and everything went on like a glove, I was very happy.
It's funny you say that, mate, because I was an usher at a wedding on Friday and they took, because of that lockdown shite, they took that this wedding was meant to be, this has been cancelled, put off three or four times. And obviously the sizes that they took was pre-lockdown, didn't they?
Well, Jesus Christ.
But I had to go back. I had to go back and get resized. And I went for like a 42 chest to a 48 chest. Went for like a 38 waist to like a 43 waist, like all this. Of course, Thursday night, I tried all the gear on, the kilt, this freaking, all the clobber. And they phoned and said, they never phoned and said, basically nothing fit. They had used the pre-lockdown sizes at the factory by accident. Don't get me wrong, they done it. They were very swift in getting me replacements, but what an absolute gutter. Thinking, I see the waistcoat, I couldn't get it by my chest. See your chest to button it? I couldn't even button one, man. So things are not looking good.
It's just a downer, isn't it, when stuff like that happens. This is what people don't realise. When you try on something and it doesn't fit, it puts you in a bad mood all day, doesn't it? It puts you in a downer.
The worst.
Does it make you want today, Grado? If you try on, if somebody gives you here's a costume for you, or there's an outfit for you, and you try it on, and it doesn't day up at the waist, or it doesn't go over your chest, or whatever. What does it make you want today?
Eat to fucking
eat. Exactly. How's that? It's the opposite thing because you kind of go, fuck it, man.
Fat guys are not. I do this thing where I go in and try on clothes, and if it's a wee bit ticked, I'll go, fuck it, I'll fit into that in a month.
Aye.
And you never fit into it, and it's just a complete waste of time and a complete waste of money. And then when you do wear it, you fucking get a kebab sauce stain down it the first time you wear it. The amount of clothes I've got round, I remember I gave a big bunch of hand-me-downs to my ex-brother-in-law, and he was like, it's all just korma stains and sweet and sour, and he's like, I can't wear any of this.
Here, guys, speaking of like clays and how good people look, how good does Zeke look?
Oh man, he's funny.
How good does Zeke look though with that, with the trunks and the tassels? He looks like a wrestler, doesn't he?
It's old school, isn't it?
I just watched the YouTube clip there. He's talking about, what was he talking about? How he's like, you know, folk ask me, why did I not grow my beard out? Well, it just doesn't take. My face just doesn't take to a beard. It's funny, man. He's a great actor, isn't he?
He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. I kind of feel as well that he's just found a, he's over as anything, man.
He is, man. Why is it
super over?
Zeke the Freak or something like that?
The Zeke Freaks, not that. He's over as anything, man. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of think, like, you could almost see, you could almost see a guy like that winning a title at WrestleMania next year. You know what I mean? Just staying that whole thing.
Any guy that can, you know, because you came and it's like the first day, everybody shits on it. Start with a lot of stuff, but if somebody just takes it and runs it and makes it their own, it's funny as hell.
Aye, it just proves that, you know, you need that. It's like a positive-minded thing of taking, turning shite into gold. You know what I mean? That's a very simple idea, though, isn't it? Have a shave, come back with a different looking kid on that. Last guy was your brother. It's like such a simple idea, isn't it? But it's beautiful.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, let's see what the point
is. Anyway, man, what else you've been up to?
Talking about nothing much, man. I've just been I've been writing, doing a bit of looking after the wains, cutting a book, doing the things, you know what I mean?
Mate, it's
hustling.
I mean, I used to hear folk when they would talk about their wains and all that, I go, fucking bore me off. But see, really, wow.
It's a shift, bust, isn't it?
Mate,
a shift.
A swain gets up at 4:45 every day, without fail, Saturday and Sunday, man. 4:45.
Yep.
I can't take it.
I must admit, I've all my wains, all four of my wains, have slept long. They've all went to bed at like 7 at night or something, right? And they've slept through to 7 a.m. minimum. Right?
She's a 10-hour.
Series 2 twins. We're having to go in and wake him up every morning. We're having to go in at like, I'm not joking, 8:30 in the morning sometimes, no? You're going in and going, you all right? And going and checking on them.
My wife's just walked into the room and saying, shut up, Rab. That's what she said.
It's unbelievable. I don't know if it's because they're real asses or I don't know what it is. I don't know. But or maybe it's just I've got some kind of genetic lazy gene in me where it's like, but honestly, like the two of them, and one of them will spring up when you go in to wake them up, but the other one will arch. She'll be like, no, daddy, no.
She's still in her bed.
Amazing. Right. Going back to last week, Dunks got in touch. Saying he brought back a first row chair for TLC, and we wanted to know how he got it back for America. We wanted to know that story. You know, the pay per views, you get a front row hangman, you get to keep your chair. So he said, just to answer the chair transporting back to the UK question, I bought a long suitcase and I got it back that way. Got to Mania and the Drew Rumble chair. Bit of a cunt to carry, but pretty cool all the same. He says, I have them in a cupboard, but I've always thought about doing something with them. I'm offshore just now, or I'd send you a picture of him. See, loaded. He's loaded. I'm offshore. That's code. See, I'm offshore. That's code for he's loaded.
He's well. He's in gas and oil, and he's making plenty. Do you know what reminds me about these guys that take the chair back? My brother and sister's father, Miffy, he's got a house in Cyprus. And I went earlier, 2014, a week before I started at River City. And the guy that owned, he bought an apartment, but there was a restaurant at the boat where he owned this house, and Rab, they made this curry, right? And this curry was fucking amazing, man. It was like coconutty, cornmeal, but spicy, and it was amazing. And I was having it at 5 o'clock at night, then I was having it at 10 o'clock at night, and then I was asking for a portion for going to my bed. I was getting it 3 times a night, and I loved it that much that see the night that I was leaving, the chef came out with a big bag of curry. You take that on the plane.
A big bag of curry,
man. So I've got all my suitcases, man, in the back of this Tatis airport and a big fucking massive bag of curry. This is the Cyprus airport, and I thought, I might get this own, but because it's like now the way sometimes you think foreign countries, actually, they'll be brand new, man.
Aye.
But no, that's a fucking fire.
Like, what are you fucking thinking, man, my bag of curry? Martin says, I got in touch and said, just watched a random video on YouTube, Spike Dudley's hardcore moments. He took some beatings in his time. It got me thinking, is there any wrestlers that's took as many bumps as Spike Dudley? Well, aye, I'd imagine Terry Funk's took more bumps than Spike Dudley.
Do you know that's Spud's hero?
Who, Spike?
Mm-hmm, Spike Dudley, that's his hero.
Now, why is that? Is that a stature thing? Is it a...
think it was like one of the ones, you know, when I was a wee boy and I wasn't that tall and I was looking at the TV and see somebody. Yeah. And I thought, I could do it as well, can I? Can I shake?
If he can do it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Spud is... No harm to Spike Dudley. Spud is a million times more talented than Spike Dudley is.
Remember the clip of him? Spike Dudley and Beyond the Mat? He's English teaching on.
He's
reciting Hamlet and all that.
He's a sweetheart, isn't he, as well? He's a sweetheart. He's a talented boy himself, Spike Dudley, but I was just praising Spud there. Ryan Holland would like to flag up. Oh, my God. What is this word?
John,
That should be Kylian Mbappe. It's right. Merged into one.
This is like what John wrote here is like, I don't know, it's like a Doctor Who body or something. I don't know what it is.
I've merged that into Kylian and it's turned into that alien, but it should be that Kylian Mbappe.
Right. Has effectively negotiated creative control at PSG after his new deal was revealed. 300 million signing bonus, 100 million a year salary after tax. He'll help decide the coach. He'll have this as proper Kevin Nash stuff in it. He'll have a say on the sporting director and he can approve signings and sales. Wow. Aye. That's crazy, isn't it?
Because we were kind of joking. Was it in the wrestling Daft Chat, the Fitbit Daft Chat, John? We were talking about fucking Mbappe giving it the whole
Hogan deal.
That doesn't work for me, brother. with the coach. That doesn't work for me, brother.
It's weird, isn't it?
Unreal.
David reached out and says, so I recently became the stadium announcer and DJ for the Warrington Wolves Women's Super League Rugby League Club. So what should I play when they come out but a bit of the old Champa entrance music? Rude naughty. Great pod, guys. So we've got a clip, I think, here.
Yeah, this is David, Warrington Wolves Women. Here we go.
Yes, man.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that was
music.
I thought it was
Taz's
music at first.
Nice, isn't it?
Very it's nice. Good. Well done, mate. And good job getting that announcer gig. Karate Warrior 2 says, I've got a potential list of wrestling daft topic. What are the biggest heel moments in sport? Biggest heel moments in sport? Well, I know what one is. I'm writing about one.
That's what I was going to say, Foxy.
I'm writing a hang about one. This is an exclusive.
There you go.
I'm writing. Got to talk about this right now.
Well, I'll say I'm writing a thing about Mo Johnston, working that up. But Mo Johnston, that was the biggest heel turn.
Or
face turn, depending on.
He's a tweener, baby.
Well, that's it. You know what I mean? Heel or face, it's hard to know. It's like, and who? Soonest? Maybe it was a face turn for Souness. Maybe Souness was turning face by doing that, by modernising a signing policy.
Or a heel turn at that time.
Or a heel turn for some of the fans. It's difficult to know.
The biggest heel turn in sport is Lance Armstrong. Surely, he was completely over, completely baby face, and then total heel, with the drug use and stuff like that. Went from winning 7 Tour de France to like none.
Because remember, we all wore these fucking yellow bands and all that.
Survived testicular cancer, all that jazz, and then fucking everyone's turned on
him. Would you say that Lance Armstrong is a bigger heel turn than Oscar Pistorius?
No. You've got it.
You've got it.
Yeah.
That's
Spray Paint Scott flagged this up. He says, at Fight Factory show last night in Dublin, and John Bernard wrestling is the image of Rab Florence. Pissed myself laughing at the likeness, and there's your boy in there in the ring. He then claimed on the internet that he was better looking than me. I need the story about this guy. Do you know anything about this guy, Gredo?
No, but he does look like you.
Is it John Bernard or is it John Bernard? How do you think you pronounce it?
Bernard, I would go for.
I would say Bernard, right?
Uh-huh.
Put my money on Bernard.
I'm going to pull up a wee clip. Let's see.
So what is he trying
to work an angle with you, Rab? Do you think he's trying to work an angle with you?
Of course he is. I mean, they're all trying to work an angle with a big man. You know what I mean? Yeah. But let's have a look. I've just loaded up a clip here. I'm wrestling Raven Creed here. We've got a wee intergender wrestling match on the go. Let's see. He's getting chopped. Let's see if he's capable. It's definitely John Bernard. He could just get a wee low blow in the boys there. So, I mean, yeah, it could be me. It could be me. I'm not sure. Sometimes I black out and I'm not sure what I'm doing.
How the hell did you manage to decide to do a wrestling show or in Moore?
What do you mean?
I just, because that's where the wedding was on Sunday, and I kept pestering folk, and I'm going, I kept going, they were like, oh, that's nice in here, it's nice in here.
Yeah,
oh,
I've wrestled
nice
in here.
I was going, I've wrestled in here.
Just because it's like a weird, we just kind of thought up there, what an odd place to do a wrestling show, and also we were wanting to get people to come and see it that were like, you know, the West End Wendy's crew, man, the, like the telly people, the media people, and, that, and we thought you'd do it right in their manner, you know what I mean?
It was class. So,
Fires
hey, do you know what another thing I know? I see for Sunday night, my mate who is a bit of a wrestling fan, right? He says he only told me about it like 2 hours later because oh, it was funny because we're sat at the same table for dinner, right? John, you listening?
Yep,
we're sitting having my dinner, right? My mate Wiggy says, I just looked out at you and you went like with your phone to your message. You turned around and went, ah, that's Jeff Jarrett signing with the WWE again, hen. And we went, she couldn't give two fucks. Why did you tell your missus stuff like that?
Why? Has he signed with WWE again?
Apparently he's back doing the live events, man. Jeff Jarrett will never die, will he?
I know he's doing the podcast with Stone Cold this weekend. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett, he's a smart guy. He's kept himself in with everybody. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of people have bumped their bridges.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys of his generation have bumped their bridges with one place or another, but Jeff Jarrett could walk into any wrestling promotion in the world, I think, you know what I mean?
I would agree.
And still offers value. After the chat, karaoke at Hogan's, the AEW stars are getting in that. Thanks to everybody who sent us this video of Bryan Danielson singing the Backstreet Boys. Where is he doing this?
I don't know, but it was a whole bunch of AEW folk were doing karaoke. It must be some sort of wrestling event. Maybe like a party.
Fair play to guys that can do that, Stone Cold Sober.
He's a good looking guy as well, isn't he?
He's alright.
He's a
kind of good looking
guy. I think he just looks nice.
Totally.
And finally, after Double or Nothing, Tony Khan went off in one, as pointed out by our patron, Prawns Cello.
Do you not see this, Tam? Rob?
No,
you not seen this, Rob?
What the fuck did I get Tam for?
No, I've not seen it, Tam.
Well, here we go.
You've seen this, Rob. It's funny as fuck. It's brilliant.
Here we go, Rob. One for you.
But my real question is, you had like a little bit of a Twitter war not too long ago with Eric Bischoff, where he, and I quote, he said that you were the biggest financial flop in wrestling
That's
history.
Fucking bullshit.
Hey.
I can tell there's only one person that can attest to that. I don't know what other people. I can only attest what's happened here and public record, and some of these things are a matter of public record because things of freedom of information and stuff. So we do, you know, have over the years a good amount of financial data in pro wrestling. I can tell you, like, no one wrestler has ever come in and made a bigger plus delta financial difference in the history of my company going into, this is the third year anniversary this week, mm-hmm. going into year four, no one person has ever made a more positive impact. We just did a record pay-per-view buy. Every pay-per-view, he's done a four pay-per-view cycle now. Every one of them was the record. Whether it was All Out, where he was a huge part of the draw with Darby, and his debut, of course, is a huge thing from the first dance, the biggest Rampage draw in the history of that show. The matches, he carried the Friday Night War, which, by the way, is a matter of record in fucking court in the state of California that we won the Friday Night War. Just ask Jerry McDivitt because he fucking wrote it.
Hey.
This guy won it versus Matt Sydal, who's a great wrestler. He had another goddamn great match on Friday night. This fucking guy, he fucking did the Friday Night War. He did the first dance. He's done the record Double or Nothing. He did the record All Out in his debut. He was a big part of a record Full Gear, a great match with Eddie Kingston, and fucking he wrestled a bunch of young guys, a bunch of veterans in between there, Will Hobbs, Daniel Garcia, goddammit. And then he showed up, did the biggest program in terms of everything, TV, box ever with MJF. And then he did the goddamn main event here. He's the biggest part of financial success in
Let's
the history of this company.
Go.
Let's fucking go.
Listen, good on him.
I like him.
Good on him.
Mate, it's a breath of fresh air see that kind of unhinged, no giving a fuck, just what I like that. Honest, funny.
I don't like how Eric Bischoff has kind of managed to rewrite history a wee bit about what the story was, right? No, I get that we out here, us normal punters watching the shows, don't know that all the ins and outs of what went on, right? But I lived through it at the time, and perception-wise, and perception is reality, I think, a lot of the time, right?
Definitely.
Perception is reality a lot of the time. Eric Bischoff was humiliated. He was a humiliated figure who ended up being given a role on the company that he was trying to take on, who eventually consumed his promotion, who then brought him on as some talent that they paid. And I have a huge amount of respect for Bischoff as well, because I think some of the stuff he did there with WCW was fantastic. You know what I mean? He did do some brilliant stuff. I think he's a great on-screen talent as well. I think he's a brilliant talker. I think he's clearly a very creative guy. But I don't like this kind of elder statesman role he's trying to kind of project for his cell now, as if we've all forgot, us who fucking watched it, have all forgot that he canned his fucking company and then ended up fucking crawling under Vince's wing for a payday. We remember. We were there.
I think what always rattles on about as well, Rab, is, you know, he's always talking about ratings, TV ratings, TV ratings, TV ratings. I don't watch the telly. It's a different time now. It's all about connections on YouTube and how many retweets and
memes and how you're in the kind of just how you're kind of culturally imprinting with memes and with jokes and with patter and with, you know. I would say, like, one of the biggest hallmarks of AEW's success is the fact that the WWE, social media-wise, can't put anything out without somebody coming in and bleating about AEW or the tapia. And that happens. And that's when you've made a kind of cultural imprint that you can't escape for. You can't spend money to get rid of it. You can't day any fucking kill it or suffocate it. It's just there. It's organic and it's there. And that's success.
Yep. Let's fucking go!
Basically, that's what I'm saying. Thanks to Scott, who sent us this. Hi, gents. I'm looking for a bit of help for charity stroke piss-taking reasons. Bit of background is that a close friend, Kieran, was killed in a car crash in 2016. So each year we have a football game. Don't worry, the wrestling tie-in will come. It better come. In his memory, we donate all the money to raise to his favourite charity called Help Harry Help Others. The select few in the group who watch wrestling have a wee prediction game every year for WrestleMania. We decided that as our departed friend also loved the wrestling, we would get him involved in some way. Last year, we decided that the loser of the WrestleMania predictor would have to do his warm-up for the football game dressed as a wrestler picked by the winner. And the winner's pick was Jimmy Snuka. Now, while this seemed like a laugh at the time, we forgot that the game was in Aberdeen in October. It was all right, though, as the unlucky bastard had to wear it as the hairiest fucker known to man. Now, where your good selves come in is this. Sean, brother of Kieran, is a long-time fan of Wrestling Daft, and he got the rest of us in here. He's been mentioned on the show a few times, speaking about his brother and about our game. So we thought, how about the listeners choose the wrestler that this year's loser has to dress up as, and then Rab, Grado, and John could choose the winning entry, and we'll send a picture for the game for the patrons to piss themselves at. If they decide to tell us to fuck off, then, well, at least it's a bit of publicity for the charity. All the best, Scott. Right, good idea. So who do we want the loser to dress up as? I want the punters to get their suggestions in. Do you get any ideas, Grado?
Naked Midian.
Naked Midian is a... it's a hard one to beat. That's a hard one to beat.
Rikishi's a good one.
Aye.
Who else? I'm trying to think.
Undertaker's always a popular one, isn't it?
But you can make that look cool. You can be
everybody
American
wants to dress as the Undertaker, though. You know what I mean?
It's you can dress up as the American Badass, Geese Hole or something like that.
You think if you dress, you think that would you're going to pull easily if you're dressed as the American Badass, Grado? You think if you walked into a pub with a big long leather jacket on, the big long leather coat and a bandana,
cat house?
You think people would be like? I think all the women would be like, oh, there's some man there, man. We need to, let's go and chat to this sexy big guy. Steve-O finishes off by saying in the Discord, I shared a photo I took of a guy at my gym who strongly resembled Bret Hart. Did we hear stories? Anybody has a meeting people that were the double of famous wrestlers? Please do tell us that. Do we have that photo? Can I see that photo? Have you got that photo, John?
I don't actually. Sorry.
For fuck's sake, man.
Yeah, it's you in the Discord.
To George Bowie, would you?
It's in the Discord, Rab. You watch
yeah, look what about can we not play the clip? Can we not play the clip? I fucking love the clip of the guy that's he's part of like a he's not even with a stag do.
The Hulk Hogan guy.
Hulk Hogan, man. Have you seen that, Rab?
No, I don't think so. Like,
have you never seen that?
It's on YouTube.
Right, hold on, I'm on it.
Love this, mate.
This is brilliant, Rab. I can't believe you've not seen this.
Right.
Hulk Hogan.
Is it recent?
A couple of years old. Always resurfaces, mate, but it's fucking good, man.
What did you type in? I've typed in Hulk Hogan stag do, Grado.
No, I typed it because he's no. I don't think he is in a stag do. Yeah. Type in Hulk Hogan mistaken train.
Mistaken train, yep, that's it. Right, okay, here we go. Here we go. Right, okay, here we go, Rab. There's two. What one? I'll go with
did
this.
You see the ones about one? Hold on.
This is the one. Here we go, Rab.
What is that?
All the passengers on board. They're in the back carriage of two. Some are wearing fancy dress. One is called Helga.
Some's wearing fancy dress. Some's wearing fancy dress. Look how the cameras have gone. He's going to be carrying on. I know. You think he's fancy dress? He comes out on that all the time. He's not dressed up. I've never known it's funny. I'm gonna film me.
I can't breathe.
Just tell me your name. Listen, tell me where you've come as.
Tell me where you've come as.
Martin, you're in fancy dress. You're in fancy dress. I love
it. If Mark dressed his fancy dress, one is Hulk Hogan.
Unbelievable. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta Wrestling Daft Podcast, Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Woo! Harry's, let me tell you about them. They're all right. Now you might think you know them, but Harry's is a way more than a super sharp razor company, I'll tell you, because they're here to revamp your whole routine.
Right, Grado, hold on a minute. I hear people in podcasts saying this kind of stuff all the time. What? This isn't a normal shaving company. Or that. Why? Lay it on me, mate. Why is it different?
Well, here's the deal. I've told you for years, I love Harry's because it makes me feel good. It's flake-free, it leads to healthier skin, and there's so much involved and making your shaving process fairly, fairly easy. Because they also give you a trial set and we can sort you out one. Do you know what's in the trial set?
Is that shaving foam in it?
That shaving foam is the... I've got stacks here in my toilet now. I will not use any sort of other different brand shaving foam on my face because it smells great, such a lovely sensation on my cheeks. And it makes the shaving process a hell of a lot more enjoyable than you would ever, ever imagine.
I mean, I can only agree with you, mate. I can only agree with you. It's tremendous, that shaving foam.
But you need to get the trial set right now because they've got the weighted handle. It's expertly engineered. You've got your five-blade cartridge and it's made by artisans in a German factory. It's got a precision trimmer. The foaming gel that we're talking about, and it's very, very effective when it comes to lubrication. You've got a wee travel bag for it. And you get a free shower gel now for your listeners. That's just been added. Now, as I said before, we love shaving. Any time that we need to have a shave, I don't like being completely clean shaven, but if I have to do it, then I'll use Harry's every time. It reminds me of just an absolute amazing... It feels like I'm in the Turkish barbers. That's how I feel when I come out it. And I can date on, I can shape it on, make it into nice wee goatees and etc, etc, etc. So I'm going to tell everybody right now to take up on this amazing offer because there's examples here how you can get your Harry's. Make sure you support this podcast and give your own shower shave a wee go. Redeem a free trial set for Harry's. All you need to do is cover the $3.95 for delivery. And what you're doing is you're going to the internet, you're typing in harrys.com/wrestlingdaft. You'll get it to your door, you'll get a wee shave plan, and you'll also get a wee freebie added on at checkout. And remember, 0% sulfates, nae parabens, nae dyes, it's alcohol free, there's nae nasties when it comes to Harry's. The best shower gels, face wash, skincare products I've ever used. Harry's.com/wrestlingdaft.
Every week we like to separate the be quiet for the shoosh as we bury and put our stuff for the world of wrestling. What do you want to put up? Right. I'll tell you what I want to put up. Zeke. Right?
Right.
I'll tell you what else I want to put up. Jericho and the Jericho Appreciation Society's clays. They were wearing. Did you see them?
The white stuff.
The white stuff.
They looked like a boy band.
With a white Kangol hat, Snorra, and the I just loved it. I loved it. Jericho's looking great, man. I'll be honest with you. Like, see Jericho a couple of years ago when he was doing the whole, when he was like, you know, when he was in his heel mode and he had the big belly and all that, I thought that guy's never going to be in shape again. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely.
And he looks tremendous. He looks brilliant, man.
He does. He's looking good, mate. He's done well for himself. But that's what, I mean, that's these folk with money can do things like that.
Zeke. I want to put over the fact that my niece Louise is in Burniston with me and all that, does lots of work with me, but she's my niece, the sister of Isla Dawn, has been watching AEW recently. She's been checking in on AEW and she's been very impressed by some people, very impressed by Jade Cargill, very impressed by who else? Ricky Starks. Mm-hmm. So I want to put that over. And I would also like to, I want to put over Becky Lynch lately. I think I like Becky Lynch's persona at the minute. A look and all that. And what about you, Grado?
Probably.
I'll tell you what I want to bury before we go any further. John. Yeah. I'm burying John because as of yet, I haven't heard a peep for John about securing Wrestling Daft, this wrestling podcast, some tickets for that event in Wales, the WWE event.
Yeah, I should get on that.
I should get on it. He's not even looked into it. He's not even done
anything.
When
is it?
Not until, it's not, it's a while, it's August, isn't it?
September. Right, okay.
September. I should get on it.
What date in September is it?
The 3rd of September.
Right, and there hasn't been a peep for John.
I think I finish up two doors down that week. Hopefully I'll get time after going to Exum. Going to try and wrestle there that weekend.
There's going to be plenty of shows going on, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
All the parasites will all be descending. All the parasites will all be descending on Wales.
What do I want to put over? I want to put over and bury the same thing. I was hooked like a fucking weirdo to that MGF carry on at the weekend. We're using on
that. Oh, yeah.
Old school business. I love it, man.
You know what? At the same time, I was like cringing at the wrestling journal, so arguing with one another. It was doing my boxing.
Embarrassing.
The way they going, man. I've saw the plane ticket. No, and he's no goat on the plane. And this is what apparently he says, and this is apparently what's going to be doing on this, on this. And then they go, well, you know, a wrestling journalist. I've been in journalism for years and all this shite.
Here's what's interesting, though, Grado. I've been doing a wee bit of digging and a wee bit of nosing about the Mo Johnston story, right?
Mm.
And see in the run-up to Mo Johnston signing for Rangers, that was happening.
What is that?
Scottish sports journalists.
Like saying he was going back to Celtic?
Mo Johnston's no signing for Celtic. No, fuck off. I is signing. I said, I spoke to Billy. He's saying, he's like, no, people coming up to each other at hangs and all that, and people like ready to swing for each other because they're going, I've heard that fucking Soonis has spoken to him, not it. You know what I mean? And it was all going on.
I love this stuff. I love how you're delving into that, mate. I find that really interesting. I honestly do. I really, 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 really do.
You want to bin it in? If it ever gets made, you go to bin it. Who would you play? Here's an interesting one. Of all the personalities at that time, who would you play?
Roy Aitken. No, I don't know, man. It's a hard one, isn't it? I mean, Soonis is a big one, isn't it? Soonis is a big one at the time. 89, what was it? 89, Rab? 88, 89?
Aye.
I don't know. I'd maybe like to play. Are you going to involve a fan? It'd be good to play a fan or something like that. Is there going to have that sort of angle to it?
Aye, there's going to be that angle. You know what I mean?
Maybe I could be one of the loser journalists that you're talking about.
Summer 89. I mean, you know, this is the thing about it, though, man.
That's the name of your stuff, the Summer 89. That's the name of it.
Summer 89, aye, man. I'm telling you, it was like, it's what we were all talking about. No, you, John, probably in Falkirk, you were all probably talking about, oh, maybe we'll have a football team one day. And all that. Right, let's see what the punters are saying about, so Prime wants to bury...
But by the way, can I finish what I was going to say?
Oh, sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying, but... I was hooked on it, but then I wanted to put over the actual match. I thought it was fucking incredible. And it was the only thing I watched for Sunday because I was invested in it, was the MJF and Wardlaw match. Did you watch it yourself, Rab?
I did indeed.
It just perfectly booked, man. Wee bit of gaga, a little bit of offense for MJF. Crowd, I didn't realise how good the AEW crowd were and how over that Wardlaw was, man. It was amazing.
The crowd were hot.
Would have been class to be there at that show. And that crowd and going, is he turning up and all this? And see them like, he showed up. I love all that scandal. I love all it. So that's what I'm putting over and burying at the same time.
I mean, he's been built. I mean, has there been a better built wrestler in the last 10 years than Wardlow? The build that he's had has been incredible, isn't it?
Well, I thought you were going to say MJF, because for me, man, there's not been anybody that can touch him in the last... I mean, he is going to be the next big guy without a doubt.
I feel like he's maybe the hottest property in wrestling now.
Mate, without a doubt, man. I've been watching his promos on YouTube, see all this kind of carry on. I don't know if it's fucking real or no, but I don't care. But you know, this 2024, my boss in the back doesn't want to talk about it and all this. I love all that, man. Get in there. Good on him. Because he's not on the same wage as what he was when he was signed. Do you know what I mean? Because that might be the case.
Can he be?
You know what I mean? We see on the, like, the Jimmy Havoc wage, the you know, remember all the kind of guys that were lesser known, your Joey Janela's,
can he be? I just love, I can't tell you the amount of times I've looked at his fan photos, the photos he gets with fans.
MJ. Mate, he's brilliant, man. Don't get me wrong, at that Comic Con, I was kind of watching on the way he goes on, I'm going, that's a bit far, man. But I suppose he's loving the gimmick. I mean, he was getting tore into folk. Ken calling women fat and all that, and I'm going, well, that's a bad man. I mean, you're kind of going, right, I get it. I was like, there's no cameras. He's going, stand back from me, you're fat and you're stinking. And I'm like, you're going, oh, but I don't know if you should be saying that.
Like, I think, like, secretly, I think that's what people are wanting, though. You know what I mean?
Like, I think they aye. And even wee Wayne's not ripping up the Wayne's pictures and all that, you know, and getting fingers to the Wayne's and all that.
Okay, so Prime wants to bury Adam Cole. So I don't get him going or Samoa Joe. He looks like a waif. You know, Adam Cole just...
But God, somebody put a photoshopped a picture of a wee boy, won't they? They put Adam Cole, he don't need a wee boy, in a selfie with a fan. It was always a fan that asked Carlito for a picture, and they put Adam Cole, he don't I don't know what it is, but the poor guy might have an eating disorder. We might.
Prime also wants to put over Athena and Stokely becoming All Elite, and he says hopefully Wardlow comes out of this ahead. Mike says wants to put over Darby Allin and Jeff Hardy's match on Dynamite. Some great moments and spots. Bury the Jericho Appreciation Society, just no feeling this faction. Stuart wants to bury the price of tickets for Clash at the Castle. Astonishingly expensive. Charging WrestleMania prices is madness. Wanted to go, but can he justify
that? Here's the sad state of affairs, Stuart. Everything's fucking dear.
Everything's dear at the minute.
Everything's dear now, man. And I get you, and I totally agree with you, man. But it's like, the diesel in my motor goes... I even feel as if my vape oil and my vape has gone down quicker. Everything's gone up. Everything costs. I feel as if there's money coming out of my bank every day for absolute shite, and it's all dear, and it's all pish, and everything's just the world's pish.
Fucking
is, man. That's shit. I mean, even on fucking Just Eat the other day, I'm wanting a plate of Cajun macaroni, and you're looking for $8.95 for a post of macaroni.
The world's pish.
The world's shite. They're charging me $8.95 for a Cajun macaroni.
To the house, fucking bit of Tupperware.
Kieran wants to bury the Jade Cargill and Anna Jay match. Just way too overbooked when it didn't need to be. He wants to put her Death Triangle versus HOB. He's fucking incredible. Also, Eddie...
You know what? By the way, there was a guy I met at the Ideal Home Show last week, and he came up to me, and he was like, oh, mate, he says, big wrestling daft fan. He says, I don't really watch wrestling. He says, but I like listening to your podcast and it sort of kind of keeps me in the know. And I said, I'll give you a shout out. And he went, tell me his name. And I tell me, and he went, you'll forget that. And I went, no, won't he? But I forgot it. He looked like a Scot.
For God's sake.
I feel bad, man, but he was lovely. He was lovely.
Anyway,
there's another man I know. He was standing next to a queue at the Ideal Home Show to get a lamb mince with a halloumi salad. And that was £8 as well.
Jesus Christ. Sorry. Hello. Kieran. You want to... Sorry. Kieran wants to put her Death Triangle House of Black, right? Incredible. All six guys were incredible, apparently. And Julia Hart played their roles brilliantly. They were all brilliant. Everybody was brilliant. Also, Eddie Kingston, Jericho Bryan. Beautiful bit of storytelling. Johnny wants to bury WWE's reaction and on-screen treatment of their former tag team women's champions and put over Jericho's recent physique. The guy's in absolute incredible shape again. Bravo, that man. Kev wants to put her Becky Lynch. She's amazing. Wants to put her Seth and Cody. And wants to bury WWE for keeping going on about Sasha Banks and Naomi. They'll leave them alone. He says, will you leave them alone? Paul wants to put her SmackDown. It was great. Loved the main event with the Usos and RK-Bro. Looking forward to see where LA Knight's new gimmick, a male model manager, goes. Do you see this, Grado?
No, I'd like to see it, mate.
He's a manager of male models, apparently.
It's a bit mental. The fact they brought him in, they changed his name, and they put him on the main roster and changed it again. It's Max Dupree.
Max Dupree.
But they've taken his gimmick and they've changed his gimmick again. He's not been there long, to be fair, has he? He's not been there long.
Do you not think facially he looks very similar to Ezekiel?
He does, doesn't he?
This is interesting what you said there, because I was thinking myself, see, once Ezekiel finishes this kind of wee, his introductory programme, I would quite like Max Dupree to sign Ezekiel to his modelling thing, mate. And do that kind of thing where you've got this heel manager who is managing this kind of naive, innocent, you know what I mean, and trying to turn them to the kind of dark side, and maybe even having a bit of fun with. Maybe you should grow a beard. You probably look really good with a beard and all that. You know what I mean, and have a bit of fun with him. And then Ezekiel eventually turning on Max Dupree, and yeah, you get a Zeke and Dupree match. They two guys will tear it up.
Then you have a Monsters Ball match at Bound for Glory.
Well. Brian wants to put us seeing Big Demo and Rampage.
That was funny, mate.
Great seeing one of our own. Shame.
Oh, that was good.
Right. And Hookhouse and montage like that. AEW finding a balance, adding some good pre-tape content again in there. Tudor crisps, Brian likes. Gone but not forgotten. We all love some Tudor crisps back in the day. You won't remember them, Grado, will you?
I did. My Uncle Jimmy used to sit with them, get fucking wrecked and tan hunters in them.
Tudor spring onion, man. Okay, and Chris Duncan wants to bury Ringside News for the distasteful transphobic tweets this week. I didn't see that myself. I don't follow them. I don't follow any wrestling news sites or anything like
that. I follow Bixenspan, Sean Sapp, Meltzer,
Mike Johnson.
And they all argue amongst Mark Madden, they all argue amongst themselves. It's fucking pathetic.
Babies. And Chris also wants to put her Big Demo on AEW. Should have won to show Sean Spears can't beat a big man. So there you go. So that's all the buries and put overs. I think there's a lot of positivity in there. You don't think that John looks a wee bit, producer John I'm talking about here, do you not think producer John looks a wee bit like MJF?
It's just because my hair's curly and a bit like that.
Could you get a kind of Burberry kind of scarf or something to wear?
That grow my hair out a wee bit on the top.
I think it looks more like Ricky Starks.
Oh, I'll take that. He's a good looking fella. What are you just screwed your face up there, Grado.
Ricky Starks says, we're not saying you're good-looking, John. We're just saying you look like a less attractive version of these wrestlers.
But you've got a nice smile. Smile again.
He does have a nice smile, didn't he?
No, that was Nettie again. Ah, that's nice.
I've got an issue with the new that I've got a tooth right that's broken, right? It's in a bit of a shape. It's a bit of a bad shape, and I need to get work done on it. But I'm starting filming on Monday, so I kind of get the work done, the new, and I kind of get it and start filming. So basically, I just need to go through this filming, hoping that my tooth doesn't explode during filming. So I'm having to be very careful about what I eat. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
This is old age.
No sweeties then?
No toffees for me. You know, I can't eat toffees. See when you get, see when you go past 40, you can't eat a fucking toffee.
Nah.
What is it they always say? Because it's funny, I thought about this, but you know, you always hear dreams and people say, oh, they have these dreams like their teeth gets pulled out. Aye. And it means something. I've never heard that apart from last night. I had a dream that my teeth were getting pulled out, and I thought that means, I'm sure.
Right, hold on, I'm on it, because that does mean something great.
Some kind of anxiety thing, right?
Right, hold on. Dreams about pulling teeth can be interpreted as anything from an indication that something needs to come out of one's life to a feeling of pulling yourself too hard in some situation or life event.
Grado, have you been pulling yourself too hard?
Every day.
Right, have we got a run-in?
We don't have a run-in, but this week Grado suggested that we put this... The Discord's very active at the moment. Well, we put the link out on the Discord just now.
I did.
But then we might get... I love the Discord, but here's my opinion on that.
Right.
It might be something that we get all the time, whereas, you know, sometimes on Wrestling Daft, some random guy that's sitting...
I tell you what, it's all kicking off in the Discord at the moment. See what we've been recording in the episode just now. It's kicking off. They're arguing about the Tony Khan clip that we played earlier on, so it'll be interesting to
see. Get the link out and see who dives on. Get a link out.
Let's let you want to take some money and who might come on.
Just now. So this is our community. I'm putting it on our Discord chat. Remember, if you want to be on the Discord, right, all you have to do is sign up to our Patreon, and then you can be on the Discord and talk to all our Wrestling Daft community. And it is, it's all kicking off, man. There's this firing between Craigie Bear, GC72, and our pal from Down Under, Daniel Hubble. They're all talking about the Tony Khan stuff and arguing about Double or Nothing. I wonder who's going to pop in first, because it's all happening now.
It's time for the random run-in. We're having a random run-in. We're having a random run-in. Who's it going to be? This is like, it's a WCW Nitro fee, like, back in the day, and it's just, they're in the back, they're going, you run down and attack everybody, and we'll work it out later.
How you doing, Stevie?
Stevie, how you doing, mate?
Fredo. Mm. How we doing, boys?
You all right, my man? What's happening?
Nothing, I just, my,
right, what's
my
that in your ceiling?
Just ran away there.
Hold on a minute, what was that? What's that in your ceiling there? Is that a trapdoor?
It's her house, I don't know where it is. It looks like a trapdoor.
Right.
Casey, John Wayne
Casey,
man.
Get it opened. Get it opened, open that trapdoor. Is it pulled in?
Hold on. Aye, we're in, boys.
We're in. Is there a ladder? Is there step? There's wee ladders, no?
Oh, when you go up it, man?
Hold on a minute. What did you say? Who did you say ran away?
My missus, when I said I was coming on the podcast, she's like, oh no.
You said your missus ran away, but then you said it's her house.
That's her house, aye.
And you don't know what the trapdoor is. So what's going on here? Explain to me what's going on. How can she be your missus and always her house and you're acting like you've never been in it?
Well, it's my girlfriend. It's not my actual. It's...
Oh, right.
We've
okay.
only gone
so
together
quite
for
quite recent? Is it recent?
Aye. 4 months. Aye.
Right. 4 months and already, 4 months in already, you're walking about your house talking to a wrestling podcast.
That's
just how I roll, mate. That's just how I roll.
I like that, man. I like your confidence, mate. Does she know about your love of wrestling and all that?
Aye. She knows I'm a bit of a geek, but it's fine. It's all right. These things happen.
Who's your favourite wrestler in the world?
Would be CM Punk for me, I think. Aye, definitely.
You like the punk star?
Definitely.
Punkamania. Aye. What's your story, mate? What do you do for a living?
I work with the gas board. I've been on before, Rob.
Wait a minute. You're the guy that works with the gas board that, when we're not talking to you, right, talk to us about, here's something. What's going on with the prices, mate?
Oh, fuck
this, man. Grado earlier the night just said that the world is horrible and all that because of the prices.
I'm pissed off with it, mate.
What's happening, mate? What's going on?
We just transport it, Rob. We don't sell it, mate. We just, if you've got a gas leak, we'll fix it. That's it. So, you're, I don't know.
Have you had any scary scenarios?
Aye, with a couple of high pressure escapes. It sounds like a jet engine coming out the ground. It's...
Hold on a minute, mate. How can you transport gas? You can't pick it up. How do you pick it up?
You're making me go pure geeky now. Through the national transmission system, Rob.
Through the national transmission system?
Aye.
What is that?
So it's called, it's for the beach to the meter. So for the beach to your hoosh, and it comes in for the North Sea and then comes down to terminals and national offtakes and all that.
We deal with pressure.
Aye.
So, how does all that no fucking just blow up?
Because it's controlled. Everything's but, controlled safely. Would
you, Rab, have you got a gas barbecue?
No.
See,
have you got one, aye?
No, I've no. I've got a, what do you call it? Just a normal one where you put the coal in it and all that.
Aye, I've just got a coal one.
It's a pain ass. But I want to get a gas one for
the
summer.
Nah, cheating a gas one. You as well just cooking it in your kitchen if you use a gas
one. What a segue in from, how do you get gas from the North City? We've got a gas barbecue.
I think the canisters gave me the fear. Can you smoke, you can spark up a fag next to them and all that. Is that alright? Or you kind of need to watch what you're doing, don't you?
Can you, mate, is it safe, Stevie? Is it safe to, see if you had a Calor gas bottle, like one of the Calor gas bottles, right? Aye. And if you, is it safe to like just hit it with bricks and all that?
I wouldn't advise it, but it shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a
pickaxe?
Problem.
If you hit it with a pickaxe, would anything happen? Just the gas would come out?
Aye, it would push out, aye.
What if the pickaxe made a spark on the metal?
Then that could explode, aye. But the gas will only explode. See the gas holders at Proven, right? See the big blue holders?
Aye.
Right, you could go
in
there.
Oh, the big blue things?
Aye, they're gas holders. They used to be full of gas. So
and they go up and down, didn't they?
That's how we store it, right? So aye. You could go in with a match and it wouldn't light because it's got to be, the mixture's got to be between 2 and 15% oxygen, I don't know. So you could go in there and spark a fag and it wouldn't do anything.
Is that right?
It's got to be the right mixture.
You'd be really depressed, wouldn't you? Like, see if you were if you were of the mindset that you wanted to go into one of the big blue gas holders and light a fag, right? You'd be really disappointed, wouldn't you? If you were just standing there going, "Fuck, see, I just need to smoke this fag now because this isn't blowing up."
Do you get your pal's phone? You going, "Hank, I can smell gas in here. Can you come and smell it?"
I've had it a few times.
Do you just go in the house and go?
Aye, but we've had one or two call-outs and that because I've said, right, phone a gas leak in. Get a wee call-out.
See how, like, I knew a lassie once who went out with a fishmonger and she eventually had to break up with him because he couldn't get the smell of fish off him. Smelled a fish all the time. It doesn't matter how much he showered or washed his hands, he was just a scent of fish. Do you smell like gas all the time?
Well, I'm a team manager now, Rob, so I'm half the tools.
Right, so you're not actually handling the gas yourself?
I used to, I was an engineer for 9 years, but I'm half it now, so...
But you don't, so these days, you're in the office, you wouldn't touch the gas with your bare hands anymore?
No.
So you just give folk days off and all that now?
Exactly, though.
You just give folk days off? Like, I need Saturday half, and all that.
I just tell them how about a day.
Do you sack folk?
I've never sacked them, do you know? No.
Uh-huh. Because you're in quite a high up position now, right, Stevie? Do you ever have just a wee sook of the gas? Just a wee fly sook it.
I've probably inhaled too much gas, aye.
See, if I was to sook the gas, would I get a buzz off it?
Just give you a share heat, and you'd collapse. Expectate.
Would they be like paupers? Would they open your ass?
You try it, Grado, and let me know.
See, if you walked into one of the big blue gas holders to have a fag, right? It wouldn't blow up, but would your ass open?
I'll get back to the wrestling. Stevie, it's all been kicking off. You're obviously a member of our Discord. It's all been kicking off, right, about Double or Nothing. Did you see it?
I watched it, aye.
What did you think of it?
Short answer, too long, so too many matches. I just think, I don't know, I just think it's been off the rails now, AEW. And it's, I know there's only one Tony Khan and all the rest of it, but he's flipped his lid, man, honestly.
I just always think there's dead something funny about, like, a Glasgow guy coming talking about wrestling going, it's just been off the rails for me. It's been off the rails.
I love it and all the rest of it. I know there's only one Tony Khan and all the rest of it.
You know what I mean? But
I know, but I did. That was too long, that pay-per-view, right? And there's a wee feeling of chaos about AEW at the minute, isn't there?
Aye, it's just, he thinks that we're on the same wavelength as him. He's mental. He just floats about. He's got about a million jobs, Fulham and the Jag. You know what I mean? The Jags and all that. It's just, he needs to calm down a wee bit. Anxious. It's just, I know. This is good. Just calm down. Okay.
See, that's your manager. That's your managing stuff coming out in you, innit?
Aye, I would get him in for a wee meeting. Grado, aye.
You're doing too much, Tony. I mean, I know there's only one of you.
Would there be a biscuit? Would you make sure there's a wee biscuit if you got him in for a wee face-to-face chat?
A wee blue riband or something like that. Something like that.
Aye, nothing too exciting to get him fucking wound up. Just
aye,
a wee
digestive aye. Or something. Plain Jane, just calm down, Tony. You know what I mean?
Oh man,
Bredo, I met you in flannels. You mind that? A couple of months ago. I said, "Are you Bredo?" And you went, "Oh, it's me."
Where's flannels?
And Silverburn.
I'm a wee lassie with me.
Oh mate, so I remember. Did I talk about it in the podcast?
No, you were meant to give me a shout out, but you were meant to Panto or something for months and didn't.
Shit, aye, I remember that.
Remember
mate,
we spoke about that as well, vaping daft. That was me, you know.
Aye, that's right. God, man. Jesus, man. God.
What is flannels?
It's a shop for clothes.
It's an expensive shop for clothes.
Whoa.
She has the big management money for the gas board and Grado, obviously. Man. Aye.
Or the big shots, the gas man, the guy that works in the gas, the celebrity, the panto, the comedy, the wrestler. That's where you are getting your gear for flannels.
Oh, it's expensive, man. Jeez.
No, I go in there and I look about, and then I don't buy anything. I just go walk back out.
What do you buy for flannels? I'm just going to have a look at the prices here. What do you buy for flannels, Grado?
I don't really buy. I've bought myself a good jacket out there before. That's about the best it. I don't really.
Clothing jacket.
No, it's not really. I'll maybe buy a t-shirt. Maybe buy a t-shirt.
Nah,
John, you'll need to ask the boys what a cake taker is. I called Daniel the Aussie a cake taker, but I don't even know what it is. Grado probably know. Mind
a cake taker?
Aye, neighbours used to go, you bloody cake taker.
You mind a cake taker? I've not heard that. That's good.
I saw that, Stevie. I was like, what is a cake taker?
I called him it and then I don't know what it is, John. I can't back it up.
So right, hold on a minute. Are you actually fucking getting cheek to their folk in this Discord calling them cake
takers?
Oh,
aye, aye, aye. Stevie's all over it.
Aye.
Are you a troll?
Don't back down, double down, guys. You know what I mean?
You bloody cake taker.
So
you're a troll then, Stevie?
No, not at all. I just like to have a laugh. No,
how many people are defending Tony Khan in the Discord?
Well, Daniel's got his tap off and it up and he's fat. In the ass, Tony Khan.
So 4 months you've been, where did you meet your missus?
It was in Kitty O'Shea's up the town.
And what was it, just caught each other's eye? Did you get talking? Did you have mutual friends? How did it pan out?
Aye, no, I was out with the boys. She was out with her pals and just started talking. Aye, so no, things are going well. She's for Motherwell, so I'm in Motherwell now.
Right.
That's so, old school, man. That's how we do it. None of the online stuff or anything like that. You're out with the boys. She's out with the lassies. Catch each other. Aye, we back chat. Oh, I like you cut your jib, Nora. I'm in gas. You pick up the gas yourself, not carry about. Used to do that, him. I used to carry the gas about. No, I'm in office. The boys fucking carry the gas about for me. No. And then before you know it, that's you. You're in Motherwell. You're like, what's that trapdoor? Pull it, fucking body closet. Going out with fucking Rose West.
Rose West.
Stevie, thanks so much for coming on. I'm going to have to move you off and go on with this show. But thanks so much for jumping in, mate. That was a laugh.
Hey, boy. Cheers, guys. All right,
the best.
All
the best, Stevie, mate. Catch you there.
Bye.
You just made the list!
Take a tenuous subject about wrestling, organise it, and you have the list of wrestling daft. Grado was absent last time, so we thought we'd continue with the coolest non-finisher move so we can get his opinion, because we knew he was going to have some takes here. Right. Grado, what finishers do you love?
I thought it was no finishers.
Non-finishers.
Oh, sorry, it's non-finishers. Non-finishers. Sorry, boys.
Like a good arm drag, like a good punch, like a good hip toss. Best hip toss is Johnny Mossy's. Love watching that. That's beautiful.
Who's the best puncher, Grado?
Shaz's the best puncher. Shaz and Jeff Jarrett was the best puncher, I felt, when he was punching.
Who's the best puncher ever, though?
I'd say Scott Hall. Terry Funk, maybe, as well.
Jake Roberts.
Ric Flair, Jake Roberts.
I love a Jake Roberts punch.
I really love Scott Halls. Really love Scott Halls.
Greg, you don't need, like, in your moveset, I mean, you do obviously the old dusty
Wolfgang. Punches. Wolfgang's a brilliant puncher, by the way.
Aye, he is. Jackie Polo's a good puncher.
Is it a heel move, a punch, do you think? Is it a bit of heel?
Well, they always say that, don't they? There's always, everybody's it's very subjective. And when you punch, and should you punch first and all this kind of carry on?
I think baby faces can do a brawling punch, if you know what I mean, when they're in a brawl. But I think calculated punch is a heel move, you know what I mean? Right. That slow, methodic, like kind of methodical, slow, calculated, poof, is a heel move, right?
If you're getting heat put on you and it's you fire up, Jerry Lawler style, that's the most babyface thing you can do. Get your straps down and step fucking unloading. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep, yep.
There's nothing healing about that. It's the best thing. It's nothing better, man, than seeing a big fucking big fiery comeback with loads of punches.
When Ronda Rousey started letting loose the punches on Triple H at time, remember?
There's nothing. Do you know what? I really hate a forearm.
That was babyface stuff. You hate really a forearm?
I hate forearms. I've never liked forearms.
Hmm. Kev loved the springboard Spanish fly.
Yeah,
loves the Randy Orton superplex.
What the fuck is the springboard Spanish fly? I know what the Spanish fly is. I think the tap rope and he does the moonsault. Anyway, what the fuck is it?
Springboard's off the. I'll be off the.
Aye, I know, but how the hell do you manage that?
I don't know.
Springboard Spanish fly.
I think Mustafa Ali does it.
All right, Jesus, what do we see? Oh, that's the nuts. That's nuts. Hi.
Fancy trying that one, Grado.
Fuck that.
There's just
probably could date, man, but I just can't be arsed.
I don't like it. It looks too kid on.
Aye.
There's too much setting it up. Both guys like that. Oh, nah, it's not for me. It's a fight.
What about a superplex as well, Rab? What about that's a bit kind of kid on, is because there's too much set up in a superplex. See when they're taking someone up to the top rope and that, and the other person's moving their legs
and
up
going,
and that.
And they're going, Are you ready? One, two, three.
you can at least try and sell the fact that you get control with other guys heeding on that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas you've no go at that with a Spanish fly when you're doing that, or you know, some of the other moves where you're up tap and Beatty's are kind of like, ugh.
I mean,
is that you? You steady, right? You know what I mean?
A superplex should be the ultimate finisher, shouldn't it? Because you're not getting up for getting thrown off the top rope and suplexed, are you?
I know. Jim says, I know it's a shit boring move, but Santino and Arthrus hip tosses are belters.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, Arthrus is a cracker.
Roshi Boy loves the belly-to-belly suplex. Particularly when Kurt Angle or Scott Steiner used it.
Well, no, I used to do when I was a lowlander. I used to hip toss them onto their feet and then turn into a Russian leg sweep.
That's nice. I've never seen that done before.
Aye. Saw it in a guy in England there and I bumped it and started using it and then said I created it myself.
Brilliant.
Chris says Undertaker on Kane's clothesline for the top rope. Jose says Sami Zayn's through the rope, tornado DDT on the outside of the ring. It was always crazy to watch. Bob's your uncle's a sucker for a good Russian leg sweep. Jay says all the suplexes, German belly to belly, dragon, pop side. And big boy Bruno likes a nice, crisp Northern Light suplex. It's an enjoyable move to watch when executed well. Hey, oh my God. Ian says Mr. Perfect's rolling neck snap. Mm. Love that. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And how does that go then, the rolling neck snap then? Is that like...
It's the one where
he does it in one full motion kind of thing, doesn't he?
Aye. Right where the other boys heed. Boom, down right. Their neck. He right. Snaps back. I mean, it's total nonsense, but it's rare. It looks rare. Jimbo has a wee list of ones he likes. Surfboard, Bulldog, Ted DiBiase and Rick Rude selling atomic drops. European uppercuts. I like a European uppercut. Bret Hart in a crucifix. Sunset flip. Knife edge chop. Who's the best European uppercut?
What'd you call him?
Cesaro.
Regal's as good as that?
Regal, aye. A Cesaro's as good.
Yeah. Cesaro's, aye.
Daniel Bryan kicking people's head in. No enough backbreakers in the game of day either. I like a good old-fashioned, like, slow, pick up the guy, bang over the knee backbreaker.
You know, that's a thing. There's, like, moves that go out of fashion. Like, when was the last time you seen an atomic drop? Or when was
the atomic drops.
Backbreaker.
I did atomic drops in match against Chester. I always do that.
Lads,
I did that as part of my comeback.
I hate the atomic drop.
Do you?
Technically, it should be banned, right? Because it's a low blow.
Yeah, I hate it. I just think it's 9 times out of 10, it looks totally shite, I think.
Mine's don't.
Grado's ones are the 1 time out of 10.
Jester, King's in, gave him the Atomic, boom, sells his balls, I'm behind him selling the balls. He feeds runes, I can start giving the Dusties, so it's good.
Aye, because that's the thing, it's the sell. I mean, remember Rick Rude selling an Atomic Drop was fucking brilliant. Rick Rude selling an Atomic Drop was amazing.
I'll
get
the best Atomic Drop, man.
It's got to be sold. Anyway, there's more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Now, you have heard on this episode that's all kicking off in the Discord. You might go on that Discord, become a patron. You can chat to the community, get involved with that kind of part, get a shout out to jump on the show. Get involved by going to patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, signing up, flinging us a wee bit of money as we move forward. And I promise you, we're going to do a live show. We're going to do a live show. It's coming. It's coming this year.
And when we that Discord, we can use some xenophobic slurs to Australian people. Is he not actually from New Zealand?
There. And we've also got t-shirts as well. shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. If you get a spare few quid, then who has these days? I mean, God, you can't even get a Cajun macaroni for a decent price these days. But if you do have a spare few quid, get on the Patreon and sort it out. Well, guys, that's it for Wrestling Daft. John's about to head off to Leeds. Me and Grado, we're back now. I'm going to start filming, but I'm sure we'll be able to schedule in some episodes. Grado, how are you doing over the next few weeks?
Aye, man. A couple of weeks, I'll step 2 doors down as well, man. So probably...
Are you filming 2 doors down in the Scots at the same time, then?
It will clash with one. How many weeks shows, then?
5, I think.
Nah. We're not.
We'll
not be started yet. I think so.
Oh no. So we'll be about, and I'll fill you in with some stories, and maybe as well. Here's what I'm going to do. Right, I'll tell you. I am going to get for you some stories for Jester while I'm away filming. Just I'll get some audio recorded wee stories for Jester, some wee wrestling stories. I'll ask him some questions. We'll do some. You know, I'll be a nice wee bit of kind of shoot stuff.
Why don't we get Jester on? He's not been on in about 2 years.
We could get him on.
Jester. Jester in about 2 years, and he's
been. That would be good. We should get him on.
He's done so much in the last 2 years. Obviously,
we should maybe get him. If Rab can't date one day, he will be with the either.
Well, maybe we could both jump on at some point, fade the set. Maybe we could, you know, or something like that. It's going to be exciting anyway, guys. Get involved. Patreon.
Oh man, I just want to put over Ian Andrew Dice Clay. He just gave me a link. Loads of Howard Stern episodes for the 90s and the 2000s. I love this guy.
So you're going to ask you sorted. So you're going to watch all that.
Is he listening to the week then? At the last minute,
he's forever.
Last gasp. Listener of the week. Listen, everybody, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure to be back with you, boys. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Perception is reality. The only one Tony can. And let's do it, right?
Let's do it, guys. Up let's fucking go.
Up the road. Let's fucking up the road. Go up the road.
Shall sell. Audio Frontier.